Hello everyone, I'm Ron Berger and this is the Astrology News Report. Today is January 10th, 2021. This is the Special Report section where I take a topic or person or situation that is pertinent to world events and do an in-depth astrological analysis. This will be a special predictive report on the USA Saturn sub-period and what the planetary patterns can tell us about what's coming in 2021. First, let's consider where the USA is in its karmic timeline, according to the Vimshatari Dasha, Vedic astrology's famous planetary period system. According to this technique of prediction, the USA is now in a Rahu major period, which began in 2015 and runs for 18 years until 2033. Rahu periods display the qualities of Rahu. Being one of the eclipse points, Rahu signifies obscuring things and can therefore cause distortion and confusion. In Vedic mythology, Rahu is a demon. Demons don't play fair. Demons are corrupt. In fact, Rahu is a significator of criminals. The USA began the Rahu major period right around the time that Donald Trump announced his candidacy for president. So, it's fitting that the country gets a demon president right away at the beginning of the Rahu major period. In the U.S. natal chart, Rahu occupies the eighth house. Amongst its many meanings, Rahu is a significator of transformation. And the eighth house is the house of big changes. Initially, the Rahu period can produce a lot of confusion, but ultimately, with its potential for innovation, transformation, combined with the eighth house quality of rebirth and rejuvenation, there is the possibility for things to turn out well after an initial period of upheaval. Note that Rahu is together with natal Mercury in the USA 8th house. This has some important significations. Rahu equals obsession. Mercury is the planet of communication, and therefore media reports. The country is obsessed with information, the media, ideas, and reasons. But since it is an eclipse point, Rahu also distorts what it influences. And, remember, Rahu is a demon. Thus we get deliberate distortion of the facts and data, gaslighting, fake news, and so forth. Within each major period, there are 9 sub-periods, shorter periods of time, which move the narrative along, so to speak. For the USA, the Jupiter sub-period began in July 2018 and just ended in December of 2020. Jupiter is the planet of prosperity, increase, beliefs, truth, justice, and law. Jupiter is the ruler of the USA chart's Sagittarius ascendant, thus representing the identity of the nation. Jupiter, as well, is the ruler of Pisces, the fourth house sign, representing the lands of the country and the people who live on the land, the common people. Jupiter, in general, is the planet of truth, beliefs, law, and justice. See that Jupiter is in the seventh house, in the sign Gemini. Gemini is the most dual sign of the zodiac, so this is what gives the country a dual identity, conservative and liberal. The nation espouses 2 different truths, 2 or more different sets of beliefs, and 2 systems of justice, one for the rich, one for the poor. This basic duality has, of course, gotten a lot of emphasis over the past few years due to the Trump administration encouraging divisiveness in the nation. Now that the Jupiter sub-period has ended, it's Saturn's turn to express its karma. This new sub-period of the Rahu major period is beginning just after the country has elected a new president. Note that natal Saturn occupies the 10th house of leadership, and that this is still in the context of the Rahu major period, with Rahu occupying the 8th house of big changes. So, after 2.5 years of a divisive Jupiter sub-period, the next part of the country's karmic timeline activates the chart's natal Saturn. That's Saturn, the reality check planet, the planet of karma that will be delivered. Sounds a bit grim, doesn't it? In fact, in the planetary period system, the combination of Rahu and Saturn does have a rather troublesome reputation. Both participants are first-rate malefic planets. Both are indicators of lessons that need to be learned. Both have a no-nonsense, karma-you-can't-get-out-of quality. But let's remember that Saturn is also the planet of order, stability, duty, and commitment. So, Saturn should compensate for some of the insanity of Demon Rahu. In a Sagittarius rising chart, Saturn rules the second and third houses where its signs Capricorn and Aquarius are placed. These two sectors, coming right after the first house of self-identity, connect with some very central parts of the country's reality. The second house of a country's chart signifies the nation's finances, including its currency, banking system, tax receipts, spending power, as well as the people's financial condition. Of course, the USA is suffering from the financial consequences of the pandemic, as well as the mismanagement during the Trump administration, and will continue to suffer while it slowly recovers from the extensive economic damage. The third house of a country's chart signifies the daily operations, such as commerce within the country, communications, the media, transportation, roads and railways, and the neighboring countries. Business and commerce within the country has certainly been taking a hit lately during the Saturn sub-period, revitalizing the nation's economic health through injecting relief funds into the main street ground-level economy will be a major effort. The third house covers the infrastructure of the nation. One of the Democrats' major proposals is to get more money into the working class through a huge nationwide effort to upgrade the country's roads, bridges, electrical grid, communication system, and so on, all of which are third house significations. Representing the karma of the second and third houses in the chart, Saturn manifests these potentials through its natal position in the 10th house, the house of the leadership and the ruling class of the country. This position of Saturn is quite significant, as the planet of structure and established order, stability, and security. Saturn's position in the 10th house helps to ensure the continuity of the country's governing institutions. But during the beginning of the Rahu major period, this continuity, this stability, was threatened. As the Saturn sub-period gets going, the country will be called upon to manifest the positive potentials of Rahu, signifier of transformation. This will come via Rahu's position in the 8th house of regeneration and rejuvenation. Saturn, planet of structure and stability, in the 10th house of leadership and national reputation, will be called upon to re-establish the country's democratic institution and international standing. Note that both Rahu and Saturn are considered natural malefics in Vedic astrology, in other words, capable of causing harm. In Vedic astrology, if there are natural malefics on either side of a house, on either side of another planet, they form what is called a Papakatari Yoga, literally bad scissors yoga, which cuts off the energy of the house or planet that gets caught in between. In this case, we have Rahu residing in the 8th house and Saturn residing in the 10th house. These two natural malefics create a papakatari for the 9th house. This yoga gets activated during the Saturn sub-period of the Rahu major period. The 9th house of a country's chart signifies the beliefs, the moral and ethical standards, the laws, courts, and judges of that country, including the Supreme Court. So, it's going to be a rough and contentious road for the U.S. Justice Department and the court system during the next few years. The country's moral and ethical standards will also be challenged. This is, after all, still the Rahu major period, the period of the demon, and Saturn is the planet of consequences. Saturn is the planet of work and duty, and it resides in the 10th house of power, in Virgo, the sign of details and analysis. Virgo is one of the workaholics of the zodiac. Saturn is the planet of discipline and organization. This is actually a good combination for getting things done, and looks like it will be of benefit, considering all the work that the leaders of the country have to deal with now. Let's take a look at where the major transiting planets are going over the coming year, and how their positions interacting with the USA chart set up energy patterns that give us clues for predicting events. First up, we have Saturn, the planet of restriction, the planet of responsibility, the planet of harsh realities. Well, this is interesting. Saturn is currently transiting in Capricorn, its own sign, which is the second house of the USA chart that the Saturn sub-period has now activated, thus making Saturn's transit even stronger for effects. Looks like the planet of truth or consequences is going to force the nation to intensely focus on its economy over the next couple of years. But there may be a silver lining. Capricorn is the manager sign of the zodiac. Saturn is the planet of structure. Ultimately, this combination promises a reorganization, a restructuring of the finances of the nation, moving things towards a more realistic, responsible system. Saturn will be transiting in Capricorn, the USA second house, until January of 2023. Okay, now let's consider Jupiter. Jupiter, planet of hope and faith, justice and law, prosperity and wealth, is now also transiting in Capricorn, along with Saturn. So, we get the planet of expansion and increase, truth and wisdom, and ideology, combined with the planet of harsh realities, structure and organization, stability and security, in the sign of practical goals and tangible results. And it's the USA's second house, the country's economy, including the spending power of the people. So, looks like there will indeed be another COVID relief bill, and probably other types of legislation that address the problem as the Biden administration takes over. Speaking of COVID, what does the USA chart show regarding predictions on the pandemic? The 6th house is the house that signifies the health of the people of the country. As of September 2020, Rahu, indicator of obsession, transformation, innovation, and potential material success, entered Taurus, which is the sign of the 6th house of the chart. When it comes to dealing with problems, a Rahu transit in the 6th house can be helpful. Rahu is also a general indicator of poisons, which, in a mild form, are medicines. Indeed, the vaccines are on their way. Also, since the 6th is the house of employment and the working class, Rahu is bringing transformation and innovation to that area as well. What about Ketu? The south node of the moon, the polar opposite of Rahu, is transiting in Scorpio, the 12th house of the chart. This is a more problematic transit due to both the nature of Ketu and the nature of the 12th house, both of which have malefic implications. Ketu is a general significator of the past karma, and since it represents the non-material world, Ketu's energy is mysterious, hard to control, and can be, at its worst, anarchic and chaotic. The 12th house of a nation's chart signifies expense and loss, hidden activities, unknown people, the masses, and on down to mob psychology, criminality, and treason. This energy pattern has been in progress all through the election season, and we've seen plenty of manifestations, and it's not going away, not for another year. Now let's look at Uranus. The planet of freedom, rebellion, and disruption has been transiting in Aries, the fifth house of the USA chart. The fifth house stands for the children of the nation and their school system. Obviously, the kids and their schools and teachers have been going through a radical transformation this past year, and it's not over yet. Further, the disruption will have extended consequences on many levels, but not all of them bad. Kids at a very young age are now required to learn computer skills that they wouldn't have needed until later in life. Meanwhile, Neptune, another slow-moving planet, has been transiting in Aquarius, the USA chart's third house. Remember, we are talking about a Saturn sub-period, and Aquarius is one of Saturn's signs. Therefore, the Neptune transit is now getting more emphasis. Neptune is the planet of dreams, which on the upside is idealism, and on the downside is delusional. Aquarius is the sign of humanism and social revolution. Note, too, that starting in April of this year, Jupiter, the planet of truth and wisdom, will also be transiting in Aquarius. And here, in this sector, lies the USA natal moon, the significator of the public and the public's thinking. Therefore, during the Saturn sub-period, with the help of transiting Neptune and transiting Jupiter, there will be more emphasis on living up to the lofty ideals that the country was founded on. Okay, that's it for this report. I will, of course, be revisiting some of these points in future episodes as events transpire.